He will ambush the enemy. I can hear the sound of the Lion of Judah.
Hello, Agape Church and friends. Welcome into the Building Up Podcast, episode number 154. Today, we're taking 5 minutes in the book of Acts. We're going to focus in on Acts chapter 6, verse 3. And let me give you a little context around the verse. Of course, as we have been studying together, the church is growing. The preaching of the gospel, the power of the Holy Spirit, more believers are being added to the assembly of the church. And as the church is growing, so are the needs in the church. And as needs in the church are growing, so are the opportunities for the church to love one another, care for one another, the way Christ has loved them. And one of the opportunities they have is to meet practical needs. And so we see in Acts chapter 6 this daily distribution that is happening for the most vulnerable in the community, or some of the most vulnerable in the community, the widows. But as this daily distribution is happening to help meet the needs of these widows, there are some complaints that arise. There are some of the widows in the church that think they're being overlooked, and there are other widows that are being favored more than them. And Luke doesn't really tell us if that was a real scenario or not. He just says that that was the complaint. And of course, the apostles want to address this and deal with it. And so their answer is, we need leaders. We need leaders in the church that we can trust, that we can delegate this authority to, that they can go and The term is called they can wait on tables, but this is not a disparaging remark. It's a term that means to meet practical needs in the church, and this is very important. It's a very important aspect of the church community and a local church to have a ministry to meet needs within the church, and often that can spill over into the community as well. And so we see in Acts chapter 6, verse 3 that the apostles give some qualifications for the church to use to pick out those who will be leaders over this ministry. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty. So now we know that as we get further into the New Testament, we will see some particular qualifications that come for offices in the church, such as the office of deacon or deaconess and the office of elder. And there are those who rightly believe this is kind of the beginning of that deacon ministry, but it's never said that this is that official position. And so I do think that we can look at verse 3 in Acts 6 and just look here at some general qualifications for being a leader in the church, just knowing that more specific qualifications are given later on for church offices. But here's some general things to look at. If you're someone who desires to be a leader in the church, you desire that, here are some things to be thinking about regarding your own life. If you're already a leader, here are things to be strengthened in regarding your daily walk with Christ. Number one, good reputation. That's an important part of leadership, to have a reputation of someone who loves the Lord with all their heart, someone who is striving to love others as Christ has loved them, someone that is trying to live a godly life. We're not talking about people who don't sin, but we are talking about people who are setting an example in the way that they strive after Jesus and his character. Having a good reputation in the church is an important part of being a leader. Also, being filled with the Spirit. So this is someone who's not just getting by in their Christian walk, but they are filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm thinking of someone who is abiding with Christ in prayer, who is asking for the help and the power of the Spirit, to be filled with the Spirit for the fruit of the Spirit, the character of Jesus, as well as to bear fruit in all of their good works. Remember that Jesus said that those who ask the Father for the Spirit, the Father will give them the Spirit. And also a person of wisdom. Wisdom is so important when you talk about leadership, and wisdom comes from searching the Scriptures. It comes from prayer, comes from the Spirit in us. It also comes from learning from other godly leaders who have the Spirit in them. And so if you are someone who desires leadership, Pray for a mentor. Look for those in your church who are good reputation leaders, filled with the Spirit leaders, who have wisdom, and ask them if they would be willing to share with you and spend time with you so that you can learn from them. So if you desire to be a leader in the church, or if you are already one, remember these qualifications. Have a good reputation in Christ. Be filled with the Spirit of God and seek wisdom for your role. Thank you for being with us on today's episode. Until next time, grace and peace to your family.
Thank you for listening to the Building Up Podcast, a ministry of Agape Church in Pinson, Alabama. For more information on our church, please visit us online at agapepinson.com. It's not brought me here.